This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In West Bengal, 3 persons were killed and 18 police personnel have been injured in Waqf-related violence in some areas of Murshidabad district. Violence and the arson erupted on Friday at Suti, Samsher Ganj, Jalangi, Lalgola and Dhulian of Murshidabad district against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A large number of people resorted to hooliganism while protesting against the act. Meanwhile, a special bench of the Calcutta High Court has ordered the deployment of central forces in Murshidabad district to maintain the law and order. The High Court also directed the state and the central government to submit the separate reports to the court by 17th April. The West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has urged the people to stay calm and not to indulge in the rioting in the name of their religion. BJP was hit out at the TMC-led West Bengal government over the incidents of violence in Murshidabad district. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with the Chief Secretary and the DGP of West Bengal. The DGP briefed the situation was tense but under the control and was being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of the BSF posted locally. Meanwhile, Mr. Mohan said that the part from nearly 300 BSF personnel locally available in Murshidabad, additional 5 companies have been deployed at the request of the state government. The Supreme Court has ruled out that the president must decide the state bills reserved by the governors for the presidential assent with 3 months. The apex court set aside Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi's decision to withhold the assent to 10 pending bills and in the process ruled that the president should also not take more than 3 months in arriving at a decision on the bills referred by the governors. President Draupadi Murmu has extended the greetings to the citizens on the eve of Vaisakhi, Vishu, Bohag Bihu, Polia Boshag, Mishadi, Vishakhadi and Puthandu Pirupu. In her message, the president wished the vibrant festivals inspire people to work on the commitment and the dedication towards the development of the nation. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has affirmed that both the Union government and the Maharashtra government are committed to developing Raigad Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, a source of inspiration for the youth and the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying the homage and offering the floral tributes on the occasion of the 345th death anniversary of the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigad Fort in Maharashtra. Mr. Shah stated that the Union government is faithfully following Shivaji Maharaj's vision and working tirelessly to establish India as a beacon of hope for the entire world. Africa-India Key Maritime Engagement, a multilateral exercise, will begin today in Tanzania. The 6-day exercise will conclude on the 18th of this month. It aims to develop the collaborative solutions to the common regional maritime challenges, and the Indian naval ships INS Chennai, INS Kesari and INS Sunaina will take part in this exercise. In archery, the Indian pair of Jyoti Surekha Venam and Rishabh Yadav clinched a compound mixed team gold at the Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Auburndale, the Central Florida, last night. The duo defeating their Taipei opponents Huang Ai Zhao and Shen Chi Lun 153-151 in a tough final. In the Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Earlier in another match, Lucknow Super Giants delivering a strong performance to defeat Gujarat Titans by 6 wickets in Lucknow. Today, Rajasthan Royals will host Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur from 3:30 p.m. With the second clash of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Mumbai Indians at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will commence at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.